And finally today, we just heard about how fashion might change in the future, but now we're going to turn our attention to someone who's been pushing fashion boundaries for decades. Designer Betsy Johnson is known for her very personal, very whimsical style, the bright colors, the animal prints, the cartwheels into a split at the end of her fashion shows. She dressed of-the-moment celebrities like Twiggy. And of course, there's pink. Lots of pink. In her new memoir entitled Betsy, we learn more about the woman behind the brand. Yes, there's whimsy and fun, but she's also upfront about the less than fun times, from difficult romantic relationships to health challenges to business failures. Here to tell us more about it is designer Betsy Johnson, with us now from her home in Malibu.
Can I borrow that paragraph? Yes.
Welcome. Thanks so much for joining us.
That was a very wonderful introduction. Thank you.
Well, thank you. I was going to ask you what self-isolation looks like for a woman who's known for doing cartwheels down the runway. I mean, how's going?
I'm very private. It's like I have one work life, where I'm on and cartwheeling and splitting and fashion showing and all that garbage. And then my other side is very quiet and private. I don't shop. I don't cook. I don't entertain. I'm a real bore.
So in the memoir, you write a lot about your upbringing. I have to say that it was a bit of a surprise. I mean, that you describe it as this very kind of Norman Rockwell, you know, born in Connecticut, you were a cheerleader and joined a sorority. Because for somebody who's so fashion forward, it just seems so funny to me that you seemed like it was so regular.
77 years later, you know, we can talk fashion forward. Way back then, I didn't know a thing about fashion, never cared to study it. And luckily, I had my dancing school and my costumes and my recitals and that was my passion.
It does seem, though, like you always kind of had your own aesthetic. Like, where do you think that came from?
Well, I don't know. I had my own dancing school in high school. About 50 kids I taught every Saturday and Sunday. My best friend was the piano player. We both had to figure out, you know, the dollar per lesson, keep the books. Very, very small town in the 50s, late 40s, 50s. But I learned something from having a little business on the main street in Terryville, Connecticut, who had no dancing school teacher. So that was, I was an immediate hit in that category. But I just thought, whatever you do, you should investigate, what do you bring to your job? What do you bring to the industry? What do you bring to the donut shop? Do you have a new recipe for donuts? Do your donuts stand out? Do they mean anything? Or do they have plenty of donuts without you? And I thought, I was not that different from my girlfriends, a lot of girls. They just didn't make their own clothes. They weren't exposed to all that dancing school fabrication and junk that I was. But I just thought, you know, if I'm going to do anything, I should find out, is there a reason for me? Or are the slots already filled up?
I get the sense that you're about the fashion industry, that you're a bit critical of the way things are now. I mean, for example, you write that it's hard to make it in fashion unless you have the blessing of Anna Wintour, the editor of Vogue magazine.
Oh, that's how I felt. That's why we went our own little private Idaho pink way, because I knew that, I mean, eventually the big stores bought me. They had to see small stores prove me out. But I never looked like a fashion designer. I never acted like one. I never went to a luncheon. Chantal and I, to this day, my partner and I, laugh because we never did a fashion thing over lunch. We just never did those kinds of things. And we found out very quickly from having one tiny little store in Soho that that was our way to go, to build our own little world of my stuff.
Okay, before we let you go, like, what's your favorite outfit that you ever designed?
Oh, my God. probably my Julie Christie dress. It was very English, very white collar and cuff. It reminded me of England and those days. And it's been a formula with me to do that sexy little flirty shirt dress that was sexy and little and flirty instead of go to work. Button-down collar shirt dress.
That's fashion designer Betsy Johnson. Her new memoir, Betsy, is out now. Betsy Johnson, thanks so much for talking with us.
Oh, thank you. And everybody, just be happy, be well, and keep going full speed ahead.